Hello and welcome to the May 1st edition of the Nayrit REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borks from Quito, and I'm joined today by John Kite, Chairman and CEO of Kite Realty Group, for an up-close look at the shopping centre real estate market. John, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
So, John, could you start by giving an overview of Kite Realty today, looking at the types of tenants on your roster and the main geographic markets that you're focusing on?
Sure, Sarah. Well, Kite today, we own about, just under 100 properties in, I think, 16 states. And mostly we own what we would call community shopping centers. Primarily, the markets that we're in today are in the South and in the West. So that's almost about 80, just under 80% of our ABR is in those geographies. And the majority of the properties have what we would call a grocery component. That's probably about 70% of the properties. And as I said, the majority of the portfolio is what we would call community and neighborhood shopping centers.
Great. Now, about a week or so ago, you launched the KRG Small Business Loan Program. Why did you decide to step in to help tenants, and what impact do you hope it will have?
Well, I think it's something that we felt very strongly about as we're kind of on the front lines of this thing as it relates to what's happening with the small business community. And, a lot of our tenants are the type of retailers that you hear about on TV that have been really disrupted, the small restaurants, the nail salons, the hair salons. These kind of small businesses that have had very little warning, obviously, and very little in the way of resources to be told that they have to close their business for, frankly, an undetermined period of time. So I think as we grouped together and talked in the company amongst ourselves about what was the best thing that we could do, we were thinking so many different ways of trying to help. The idea came up that, as we were reading a lot about the PPP government loan program, which is a great thing, but we were obviously finding out not only from what we read, but what we heard, more importantly, from our tenants, the kind of confusion around it and the difficulty of accessing it. This idea came up and gained steam very quickly inside the company as something to do for us to maintain our tenancy, but really the right thing to do for us to reach back out to the small business community and do whatever we can to try to get them a bridge to the other side, so to speak. So it was a very important thing from our business, but it was also a very important thing just as people to try to give back.
And what sort of reaction are you seeing from your tenants?
The reaction's good. I think we basically said that we would put it open for a week, which I think today, I think might be the end of that week. We've had several tenants apply, so we'll see over the next few days as we begin to calculate what that is, in terms of what we're able to lend back out. But we fully anticipate, looking to lend out as much as we can in this program. And perhaps we'll see based on what ends up happening. Perhaps it'll be out there a little longer. But so far, it's been received well, and it's just one of many. That's one of the positives of what I've seen so far. It's one of many things out there available to the small businesses to try to be able to find some capital. So hopefully, it's just an additional piece of capital for these tenants and on top of what other government programs are available.
And are you starting to have discussions with your tenants at this point about the steps that they might need to take in terms of reopening their businesses as things move forward?
We are. We are having those discussions quite often right now. As I said, we're in 16 states, so each of the states is rolling out a little bit differently. Some obviously in front of others, but we are definitely beginning to have those conversations. And in fact, we're working on internally kind of trying to get something put out to to the tenant universe, our tenant universe, that kind of walks through all the best practices that we're gaining. You know, that's one good thing about the rollout, is that we'll learn as we go along, you know, and then in the next several weeks, hopefully we'll be able to show some of our tenants things that have happened and been successful and some things that haven't been, because I think this is new to everybody, how to, you know, how to begin to partially open.
Mm-hmm. And could you talk a bit about the strategic restructuring that's taken place over the past few years and how that really positions Kite to tackle the crisis right now?
Sure. I mean, look, we're very fortunate that the company is probably in its strongest position that it's ever been as it relates to the balance sheet. And that balance sheet strength was one of the reasons we felt very comfortable, you know, creating this loan program. But I think that, you know, last year we very publicly announced our, what we called our Project Focus plan, which was to sell $500+ million of shopping centers in the year and take all of those proceeds and pay down debt, which we accomplished in a much faster period than we thought. And, you know, thank goodness we were able to do that last year. And, you know, it's funny, when we thought that through and went out to execute on that plan, we just felt very certain that the timing was right. And in fact, maybe the timing was, you know, such that we couldn't keep waiting to do that. And knowing that, we just felt that there was the possibility that there would be difficulty accessing liquidity sometime in the future. We just obviously had no idea it would present itself in this kind of horrible way that it's presenting itself. But having done that definitely has positioned us to have the liquidity and strength to absorb and kind of fight through this, because unfortunately these are the kind of things, while the event itself may be, you know, maybe at some point becomes less intense, the impact and the economic effect is going to last a little while. So, you know, we think we're very fortunate to be in a position to withstand that.
And looking ahead now, do you expect to see an increase in the importance of physical stores within an omnichannel platform, and are there any other trends that you anticipate?
Yeah, look, I think I know there's a lot of talk of that, particularly in the media, you know, daily conversations about online, online penetration increasing more at a rapid rate, and, you know, physical retail being on the losing end of that. But I think we would disagree. We think that physical retail, if anything, has become even more important in an omnichannel, you know, world. And I think it's playing out every day. I think so I think in a way, when we look back on this several years from now, this may be the turning point where it became, you know, it's so critical that you have the ability to have a physical presence as well as supplement that either from your physical presence, or, you know, in the sense that you could be distributing from the stores themselves, or more importantly right now, picking up from the stores. And I think that's obviously going to become a much bigger part of the platform going forward. But this was already kind of happening, and the open air sector that we're in was benefiting from that. And I think it's going to even benefit more as we move forward. So we expect that, you know, I'll tell you one thing, I think just anecdotally, everyone I talk to and everyone that we interact with, what do I hear the most is, I can't wait to get out again. And I didn't realize how much I appreciated going to the restaurant, or appreciated, you know, going to get my nails done or going to the dry cleaner, whatever it was. Not my nails, but you know what I mean. But I think, you know, I think people are really thinking that through. And also, how important these small businesses are to our communities. And look, I mean, when you think about the ecosystem that exists in physical retail and its connection to the communities, it is going to only be stronger. You know, our ability to have these tenants flourish and our ability to pay, you know, the real estate taxes that we pay, the insurance that we pay, the things that we pay. And those taxes, by the way, are what fund every one of these small towns, police departments, fire departments, you know, the people that are putting their lives on the line. So this is, you know, without being too dramatic, I think people are going to really think about this coming out of it, you know, and appreciate those small businesses and large national businesses that are in those local shopping centers that give them not only a place to go, but give their community that vibrancy that, you know, has kind of been taken away from us.
Great. John, I really appreciate your time today.
Well, I thank you very much for having me, Sarah, and please continue to stay healthy and safe. And we're all fortunate to, you know, to have what we have. And I think everybody's thinking about that a lot more.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And to our listeners, for the latest news and analysis on REITs and listed real estate, be sure to visit REIT.com.